Ready some good news?
We are too.
Here's your positive difference story of the day.
K-Mark, it's Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
The setting is a hockey game.
Okay.
The Cleveland Monsters.
It's a good hockey team name.
It's the American Hockey League.
All right.
Well, Asia, she's a mom of a little four-year-old son.
Okay.
They're enjoying the game, having a great time. It's a close game. It's at the end of the third period, which in hockey they have
close.
Three
yeah.
periods very end of the game. Super intense. Crowd's going crazy. It's really chaotic. And a hockey player just creams this hockey puck. And it comes flying so hard, it's heading towards them. And so fast, she said she has the reaction of a sloth. Those are her words.
Okay. All right.
But a man just lunged his whole body in front of several kids.
Like dove in front of him.
Yes. And his hand happened to like hit the puck.
And
he
like
reached out just in time, deflected it. And she said it was going right for his head.
How
and
scary.
There were ice particles in her four-year-old son's head. And
wow.
Yeah. And she never got the guy's name, his information. So she went on to TikTok, shared the story. It goes viral.
Okay.
Gets back to the Cleveland Monsters crew. And they start doing the search, too. Well, they find the guy. And they reunite him with her. And she does a big thank you. And they met for the first time. They let them drop out the puck for their final game.
At the beginning of a game. That's fun.
Yeah, and told the story of a local hero who lunged literally his whole body. There were other kids behind him, so he was thinking, and that's what he said. He said, I had other kids behind me as well, so I just tried jumping in front of it, and he was able to deflect it with his hand.
Man.
Yeah.
Selfless hero.
Yeah, and he said his favorite number is 7. And during the game, they were sitting in section 107, row 7, and seats 7 and 8. So,
all right.
I don't know if it was a divine appointment, if that means anything. I don't really buy into that, but he was just sharing that as well. But,
the man. I mean, those things come flying.
I know.
Wow.
That stuff can be dangerous, especially for a little four-year-old guy to hit with the...
Yeah, who knows what could have happened.
Yeah, but anyway,
well done,
all
sir.
All is well, but...
Love that.
Local hero, I would say so.
That is our positive difference story of the day.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
90.9 KLRC. It's Mark and Christine. Who's this?
Allie, are you ready to play 50-50?
With Mark and Christy?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, how old are you, Allie?
I'm 11.
11 years old. You might be our youngest contestant ever.
I was about to say, I don't know that we've had an 11-year-old call in and play this game. So, Allie, I believe in you, girl. You
Let's
can do this.
Do it, okay? All right. So, your first question is... This is going to be a finish the lyric question. So Christy's going to sing.
Oh, man.
Be careful. One of a Zach Williams song. It sounds like Mom's going to help out too, which will be perfect. So here we go. You're going to need to finish the line. Here's a Zach Williams song.
You were the voice in the desert, calling me out in the dead of night, fighting my battles for me. You were my rescue story. Okay, so You Are My Rescue Story is one option. The other option is calling me out in the dead of night, fighting my battles for me. Can you turn on my nightlight?
Okay, so is it You Are My Rescue Story or Can You Turn On My Nightlight? What do you guys think?
It's a tough one. The first one, Rescue Story?
Yes.
Wow, what a start for Allie. 11 years old and already getting the question. One for one.
One for one. All right, here we go. Question number two. Zach Williams began his music career in 2007 in which city? Was it Jonesboro, Arkansas, or Gotham City?
Batman. Man, I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
What do you guys think?
Gotham City.
Jonesboro.
Wow. What
She's
a performance. Unbelievable. All right. Wow. All right, Mark. Go for it.
Okay. Here we go. Here's another singing I finished the line. Here we go.
Here we go.
All right, Christy.
This is a Zach Williams song, Allie, once again. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison-shaking savior. Uh-huh. If you got chains, he's a bread maker.
Okay.
Or he's a prison-shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. Just
All
like
right.
that. I know. It sounds just like the record.
If you've got chains, he's a bread maker. Or he's a chain breaker. What do you guys think?
Chain breaker.
Yes.
Wow. Mark,
you can't get anything past her.
A performance by Allie today.
Wow. All right. So your final question. Here we go.
All right. Zach Williams was an all-star basketball player in high school with scholarship offers from Division I schools like Ole Miss, Mississippi State. If he could pick his own coach, who would Zach Williams pick to be his basketball coach? Would it be Mark or Christy?
Ooh, okay. Who do you think? Who would Zach Williams
want? Come
on,
Allie. Who do you think Zach would want to coach his basketball team?
Come on, Allie. No pressure.
Mark.
Oh, yes!
What?
Yes!
What? Man, I believed in you, Allie. I still do. It was a great performance by Allie. Wow. Incredible. So here's the deal. You're going to get to go see Zach Williams and Riley Clemens May 10th. Family 4-pack. The concert's sold out, so you are in, sister.
Yes, so we're going to hook you up. Family 4-pack. Thanks for playing
50-50
with Mark and Christy.
Real people. Real life. Real fun.
Family Fun Friday.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
Let's go.
Tell me, do you want to go?
Very, very exciting.
All right, so let's get ready for the weekend. Fridays, we try to take a little peek at what's going on around the area in case you happen to be looking for something to do with your friends and family this weekend. We got you covered.
Absolutely. Fun, friendly event happening at Rogers Convention Center. Junior League of Northwest Arkansas, they are hosting the Touch a Truck event. This year's Touch a Truck will feature crowd favorites, dozens of vehicles that kids and kids at heart can explore. Vehicles you can expect to see include construction equipment, safety and transportation vehicles, motorcycles, tractors.
This is like a dream.
I know. Lots of fun. My little man, Mac, when he was younger, we used to go here a lot. There's also going to be special appearances and activities, including mascots, costume characters, fingernail painters.
And you know who else is going to be there?
Robert. Yeah, yes. Robert from KLRC is going to be up there too.
With the big KLRC truck.
Yes. So definitely stop by and say hi to Robert. And then also at Christian Life Cathedral, CLC Church in Fayetteville, they're hosting a weekend marriage conference. Pretty cool deal. That starts off tonight and it's going to happen tomorrow. They do have childcare available, so definitely check that out. It's just helping you connect better with your spouse. And then Naturals, they're hosting the Midland Rockhounds all weekend at Arvets Ballpark. They started playing last night, and then they play tonight. There's going to be fireworks
Friday.
Saturday they have a game, and then Sunday, of course. And then also on the diamond are the Lady Razorback softball team, ranked number 14 in the country, and they are going against number 15, Alabama.
It's going to be a battle.
Yeah, it will be a battle. And Alabama, they're usually almost every year in the World Series. And the Lady Razorbacks, they have a shot. They always have a shot. They have such a great team. They're playing tonight at 6 o'clock. And then Saturday at 8 o'clock and Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. And the Diamond Hogs, or our baseball team, they are going to be out of town this weekend at LSU, I believe.
So, if you're going to one of those games, too, you're going to have to like bundle up a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit cooler.
It's like a high of 60 tomorrow.
Yeah, I know, which feels cold to us now.
Right.
But it won't be too bad. It'll be good.
All right, so that's a little bit of what is going on this weekend. By the way, if you ever have an event coming up that you want to share with us, you can do that anytime on the events section of the new KLRC.com.
Real people, real life, real fun.
Family Fun Friday.
The KLRC.
Oh, let it rain. 90.9 KLRC. I think that one sounds especially good on a Friday.
It's a good song.
Sounds even better.
Right? Good song. That's a good song. That's what my son always says.
All the time. It's Colton Dixon. Good morning. 8:10. It's a Family Fun Friday. Fridays, we also check out what's new. If you're looking at maybe catching a movie at the box office or streaming this weekend, our friends are Plugged In. Check it out for us. All right. So, there's a new movie just came out called One Life. It's rated PG. Here's what Plugged In said. We live in an incredible world with access to safety and riches of information and technology, but oddly enough, that abundance oftentimes leaves us with a very narrow and cynical view of life. So it's good to find a film like this one, like One Life, to remind us to pause and consider the bigger, the better things. So here's what Plugged In had to say. This isn't necessarily a big movie, but One Life is a small, intimate, surprisingly lovely film about a man who in his youth tried to serve others and save innocent refugee children from the horrors of Nazi-occupied Czechoslovakia. So this is a real hero, like real hero. This is not the type of picture that everybody's going to flock to, they said, movie picture, but it's an important film. Anthony Hopkins stars in it.
Oh, I love Anthony Hopkins.
He's an incredible actor,
voice,
obviously,
I could
right?
listen to him talk all day long. So good.
Plugged In says the film offers a simple, poignant, and tender-filled moments that are easy to settle into. It's, you know, the World War II era, so there's a few flashbacks, a few things that would be intense, but it's still rated PG. They said, we each have one life to live, and a man named Nicholas Winton used a portion of his life to save the precious lives of others, and his inspiring story is well worth 2 hours of ours.
Wow.
All right,
love that.
Plugged In gave it light caution for teens and adults, medium caution for the kiddos. It's called One Life.
Good to know.
That is what's new in the movie world. You can check out more on the Plugged In app or the Plugged In website, too.
Real people, real life, real fun.
Family Fun Friday.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
Happy birthday!
This is just so exciting.
Let's keep this party going.
This is your birthday song. It isn't very long.
Hey, happy birthday!
So it's that time of the morning we get to celebrate you. Our KLRC family celebrating birthdays today, February 19th. It's the Marketplace Grill Birthday Bash.
It is April 19th. I think you said February.
Did I say February? Where did that come from?
I don't know, but happy...
Maybe it's so cold.
April 19th birthdays.
Okay, April 19th.
Yes. Turning 19 today. Hallie Mosley in Centerton having the big 1-9. And Bo Meehan turning 5 in Watts, Oklahoma. Bryson Dobbs, 8 years old in Prairie Grove. John Page, 9 in Stella. And Ellington Marveggio, I hope I'm saying your last name right. Ellington is turning 4 today in Tawnytown. And Brandon West, the 2nd, 21 in Springdale. Lexi Gordiani turning 19 in Fayetteville. And Richard Berg, 46 in Lowell. And Reese Shelley, 11 in Siloam Springs. And Russell Kaznicka turning 35 in Centerton. And Andrew Casey, 30 in Bentonville. Happy birthday, everybody. Those are our birthdays today.
For
April
19th. Happy early birthday wishes tomorrow for April 20th to Charity Dye in Bentonville. Also, Trevor Kent Cagley in Stillwell, Oklahoma, turns 22. Sandy Brandon in Gravett. Grayson Hagel in Fayetteville, turns 9 tomorrow. Barbie Adair in Stillwell. Jenny Carter in Springdale. And Crosby Deer celebrates a first birthday in Springdale tomorrow.
Well, happy birthday, everybody.
All right, so the randomizer is going to pick out a winner for us. And we're going to send one of you a little gift certificate to celebrate Andrew Casey.
All right.
Watch for
30 years old.
In the mail.
30 today. Big one.
Enjoy a little trip to the Marketplace Grill.
Woohoo!